studio today, the Cleo Parker Robinson Dance. It's at cusp of its 54th season. Since establishing in Denver, Colorado's historic Five Points neighborhood in 1970, a nonprofit multicultural performing arts organization with an internationally known ensemble, Cleo's the Second and Youth Junior Ensembles, the CPRD Academy, and affiliated BA in Dance at Metro State University Arts and Education Outreach to 20,000 students in 80 schools. The CPRD Theater has leased to nearly 30 arts organizations and arts and wellness health and advocacy programs. Colorado is in for a treat this weekend. Cleo chose three movements from her masterwork Spiritual Suite to be featured in the CPRD 2024 Spring Concert during Mother's Day weekend. Cleo Parker Robinson Dance features Mary Don't You Weep. Mary is an example of how we gather, we grieve, we love, and we heal one another. It was and remains a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and her brother, John Waylon Parker Jr., a 19-year-old minister who died in his sleep. He, like all of us, including Dr. King, was burdened by the Vietnam War. Ms. Robinson says that the CPRD Ensemble has performed this work live throughout Europe, accompanied by Professor Giovanni's poem recited in Turkish, Bulgarian, Greek, Italian, Egyptian, and Kenyan. Cleo, it's joyous to be in your presence. Thank you for taking the time to be on KUVO Community Connection.
Well, it's wonderful to be with you, T. I listen to you every morning, and I do get up feeling ready to dance and take on the world. You set me in the right direction, honey. Thank you.
You are welcome. Well, it's Mother's Day weekend. Do you mind answering a couple of questions about your mom?
Oh, my mother was wonderful. I am so glad you asked about her. I always talk about my father, and they go, what about your mother? Mama was always there, but she wasn't that theatrical. My father was an actor and a set designer and a writer, and, you know, he wrote about the Black Cowboy, and he did Ed Bullen's work, and it was really powerful during the Black Arts Movement. But my mother was a French horn player with the San Diego Symphony. She was a musician. She loved music. So I'd wake up in the morning listening to symphonic music, and at night we'd be in jazz all night long.
Well, I have one question for you. What's the one thing you learned from your mother that made you sure you shared with your children or your children knew about?
Well, to be yourself, to be authentic, to just don't be afraid of who you are and discover who you are. She was just so wonderful about that. And I would travel around the world and tell my mother all these wild stories. She said, honey, I think you need to look at your schedule and talk to someone who is working on your schedule and work on that. And I said, well, honey, you're talking to me. I make my schedule. And so I think the one thing that Mama said is just to pace yourself. You know, because we want to do everything. We want, but always there's a new day. And so you don't have to do it all in one day. But I was motivated enough by Mama. She was just such an inspiration. So I think it's about pacing yourself. Because we, as women, want to do everything and think we need to do everything, take care of everyone. But to take care of ourselves, it's really important.
Excellent. Now, what's your greatest reward as a mother yourself?
Oh, my goodness. Well, one is being a mother that is now a grandmother. You don't have to stress as much about what is going to be the next hour of everything. But, you know, having Malik as our only son, and Tom had made this transition 2 years ago. Now I can't believe it. But we only had Malik. And what I loved is that he was so curious about life. Curious. And he was a warrior, very young.
Wow.
He was ready to stand up and be president and, take a stand. So here he is, our CEO and president now of our Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Institution.
That's great. It's amazing how fast time flies, doesn't it?
Oh, gosh, yes. Well, he's committed. He's committed to this community and the neighborhood and bringing communities together. So he watched a lot while we were working with Tally Beatty and Donald McHale and Gordon Parks and Maya Angelou. He was taking notes. And you don't really know your children are taking notes until later.
And that's the neat part. Okay, let's talk about Mary, Don't You Weep. Now, this is a production you created in the 70s as part of your Spiritual Suite. And this is a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and your brother John Wayland Parker Jr., who was also a minister. So I want you to tell me how this work is in the walls of the new building that's coming along and how it was performed at the first MLK birthday celebration.
Well, it's truly something that I created out of our own mourning. You know, after Dr. King was assassinated, it really took the life out of not only our community and our country, but around the world. It was shocking and it was painful. And I think we had to have ways of healing and coming back together. And I just thought about how women in different parts of the world, they wail together, they cry together, they support each other, and they rebuild together. And that's what Mary's about. How do we support each other throughout all of these different journeys of our lives? And they will have grief, but they will have celebration. And that's the beauty of it, that we can kind of be resilient enough to hold each other and then to come to a place of sisterhood. I think it was really, really wonderful. I mean, I discovered it when I was creating it. And then to be able to open Dr. King's celebration at Morehouse with thousands of people around the world and the King family. And, of course, with Bishop Tutu. That was...
I'm sure that was amazing. Yeah. That's kind of how I felt when I first met Bishop Tutu. Well, Mary opens this weekend, Mother's Day weekend, or actually today, at 7:30, tomorrow night at 6:30, the VIP reception premium ticket Saturday, and Sunday, the Mother's Day matinee at 2. And tell me, there's three different people playing Mary to cover all that ground.
Well, we started as a processional with the minister. And there's a minister that leads us to the grave site. And there's always a spirit there that no one sees. It's usually lit. So that for many people, it can be Jesus. It can be, for me, it was Dr. King. Or my brother, or someone who's passed that all of the women have a relationship with, but it's different, like the three Marys, those three different relationships. So, but they all have the same person that they love and they're mourning. So I think that that's what's so beautiful about the piece. We took it around the world. We've been in, we performed it live with wonderful, wonderful singers. And also we did it with Nikki Giovanni's poem, The Women Gather. So we will have Shalene Qualls. She will perform it with us. And she's an extraordinary artist. Even though Nikki Giovanni was in our theater last year, and I worked with Maya Angelou, which is just was wonderful. But having Shalene revisit this and revisit the time that we created all of this is a part of our legacy.
Yes, that's amazing. So people want to get tickets. They call the dance studio or the website. Go to the website.
CleoParkerDance.org.
Very good.
Right to our website, and they'll learn about legacy, and I call it opening the way, because we're opening the way for our community to just take part and be united. I want to see more of that.
And we've I love that.
Points for, you know, close to 50. We're into 54 years.
Right.
You know. So, you know, I started on Welton, 26th and Welton, then we went to 20th and Lawrence, and now we've been in the shorter Amy Church, the historic church, for all of these 35 years. And now we're going to build a new building that is adjacent to our historic church.
And it looks phenomenal.
It's going to be amazing. I do have to be patient, just like with Kubo. You have to be patient to have this extraordinary space. But the Mary Don't You Weep will be inscribed with Laba notation on the outside of the building. That's how brilliant the architects were.
Wow.
We have Kurt Pinterest and Mortensen is our construction firm, but they're working together. We took them to New York to look at Alvin Ailey's space and some of the other theaters that will be just like ours. And we're bringing in people from all over the world to see what we're doing to transform communities with the beauty of art.
That is wonderful. Absolutely. I just can't wait to see it all. I can't wait to see it all. Well, Cleo, thank you for taking the time to join me for KUVO Community Connection today. And happy Mother's Day to you as we approach our Mother's Day. This is a Colorado where everyone is felt, seen, and heard.